In Britain, the mission in Afghanistan makes news just about every day. That's partly because of the 200 British soldiers who have died there since the war began. But a documentary airing on BBC television tonight shines a light on something the British public doesn't hear as much about, the many soldiers who are wounded. The World's Laura Lynch has this preview of the documentary, and a word of warning, some of what you're about to hear is disturbing.
Jesus!
Another Taliban bomb hits its target.
Stay still! Stay still!
And within seconds, 19-year-old Andy Allen is lying near death as his fellow soldiers race to save his life.
He's put morphine on.
No, don't
touch it. Okay, give me a tourniquet now!
We've got to get him out of here.
Fuck with boss! Boss, we got to get him out now!
Within 48 hours, Allen of the Royal Irish Regiment is transported to a hospital in Birmingham, England. The bomb blew off one leg and the other must be amputated. He's also lost his sight. His mother, Linda Sheridan, flies over from Belfast to be by his side.
I went in, I seen the horrendous burns on his face, and I just seen past those and just seen Andrew land there. I want to be there for him, waking up so he knows I'm here for him. But I really don't want to see his reaction.
A BBC crew was given permission to follow soldiers from the front lines to their hospital beds as they made their painful journey to recovery. 25-year-old paratrooper Tom Neathway was hit by a bomb in 2008, losing both his legs and his left arm. Neathway's memories of that moment are sharp and chilling.
I went to move into a position where there's a loophole, which is a hole in the wall which you can fire through. And I just remember there was a sandbag in front of it. I just remember moving the sandbag, the explosion happened. Like getting rugby tackled, I suppose. Your legs just went straight from underneath you. So I remember falling down just straight away. Asked the bloke next to me to help me up. He was a bit in shock. And I realised I lost my legs. Realised my arm was hanging off. Pulled my medic over. He tourniqueted me up. Put me on the back of the quad bike. I didn't feel no pain whatsoever, apart from when my arm was hanging off the side of the quad bike, and I was like, get my bloody arm back on my quad. And they done it.
Improvements in battlefield medicine mean more and more troops are surviving traumatic injuries. Kevin Porter is a specialist in clinical trauma who treats many of the men who end up in Birmingham.
And we've had 5 triple amputation patients here in the recent months, and none of those at all have complained about what's happened to them, and they're all keen to get to rehabilitation and to move forward.
Tom Neathway has amazed doctors and nurses with the speed of his recovery. He was even able to stand on prosthetic legs to receive a medal from Prince Charles when his regiment returned from Afghanistan.
Remove! Headdress!
He's now working at a paratrooper school and not looking back.
I have no regrets going out there, so there's no reason for me to be angry. Don't get me wrong, I'm a little bit annoyed that I lost these limbs, but never mind. Just get on with it now.
As for Andy Allen, he eventually regained enough of his sight to see his brand new baby boy. He too is determined to make the best of it.
Life goes on, and I'm just glad that none of my friends were injured, because it could have been a lot worse. Could have took me and a couple of my friends.
So far this year, 299 soldiers have been flown back to England with serious injuries. For them, one battle has been replaced with another as they struggle to heal. For The World, I'm Laura Lynch in London.